Vatican railway station is usually quite a dull place, mainly used for goods trains. But on Thursday, 27th of October, an exceptional air of excitement will pervade the air, and a splash of colour will invade the platform. Benedict XVI will board a train, which will make its way to the Umbrian hilltop town of Assisi, where Saint Francis once lived and prayed. But not just Benedict, with him the various delegations of different religions who'll attend the 2011 Pilgrims of Truth, Pilgrims of Peace pilgrimage. Among them, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, and other representatives of different religious traditions. Hence the excitement and the colourful picture I mentioned, or rather I imagined. This railway came into being through the signing of the Lateran Pacts, when the Pope of the time, Pius XI, founder of our radio station, was able to reach an agreement with the Italian state to set up a Vatican railway, although, by the way, he himself never travelled on it. Curiously, an earlier pope, Pius IX, often travelled by train across his papal states, naturally before the loss of temporal power in 1870. So the first pope to use this railway station for passenger traffic was John XXIII, on the occasion of a pilgrimage to Loreto and Assisi on the 4th of October 1962, to ask for heavenly help on the eve of the inaugural date of the Second Vatican Council. It would begin a week later. Of course, it has since been used as a passenger train, first by Blessed John Paul II, the first occasion being in November 1979, and another occasion on a pilgrimage to Assisi on the 24th of January 2002. And then, by our present Pope, he too has used it on an occasion, so Thursday's train ride will not mark a first. Point of fact, the Vatican railway station and line sounds a bit exaggerated. It's only one branch line in the Vatican and 180 metres long. By British standards, that's around 197 yards. So not even as long as St. Peter's Basilica, which is a good deal more. Of course, it's connected to the Italian railway system, and the link up with Rome outside the gates is a bit longer, roughly 150 metres, taken up in great part by a long travertine viaduct, which anyone in Rome can spy, one which goes by the wonderful name of Gelsomino, meaning jasmine. If you happen to be curious about the entrance from Rome to the Vatican, it's through a massive iron gate in the Vatican walls, which is only opened when a train is expected. No little barriers there. For trains that, as I mentioned earlier, are mainly goods trains. After all, the Vatican needs plenty of supplies, as there are shops there. In fact, the station itself has been turned into a shop rather recently. A pity, in my opinion, for such a lovely station in the typical 1930s architecture with a sparkling fountain in front. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.